Section 1 of Old Mother West Wind. Old Mother West Wind by Thornton W. Burgess.
Dedication.
To my mother, to whom I owe so much, and to my little son, whose love of stories inspired these tales, this little volume is affectionately dedicated. Chapter 1. Mrs. Redwing's Speckled Egg. Old Mother West Wind came down from the purple hills in the golden light of the early morning. Over her shoulders was slung a bag, a great big bag, and in the bag were all of Old Mother West Wind's children, the Merry Little Breezes. Old Mother West Wind came down from the purple hills to the green meadows, and as she walked, she crooned a song. Ships upon the ocean wait, I must hurry, hurry on. Mills are idle if I'm late, I must hurry, hurry on. When she reached the green meadows, Old Mother West Wind opened her bag, turned it upside down, and shook it. Out tumbled all the Merry Little Breezes, and began to spin round and round for very joy. For you see, they were to lay in the green meadows all day long, until Old Mother West Wind should come back at night, and take them all to their home behind the purple hills. First they raced over to see Johnny Chuck. They found Johnny Chuck sitting just outside his door, eating his breakfast. One, for very mischief, snatched right out of Johnny Chuck's mouth the green leaf of corn he was eating, and ran away with it. Another playfully pulled his whiskers, while a third rumpled up his hair. Johnny Chuck pretended to be very cross indeed, but really he didn't mind a bit, for Johnny Chuck loved the Merry Little Breezes and played with them every day. And if they teased Johnny Chuck, they were good to him, too. When they saw Farmer Brown coming across the Green Meadows with a gun, one of them would dance over to Johnny Chuck and whisper to him that Farmer Brown was coming, and then Johnny Chuck would hide away, deep down in his snug little house underground. And Farmer Brown would wonder and wonder why it was that he never, never could get near enough to shoot Johnny Chuck. But he never, never could. When the Merry Little Breezes left Johnny Chuck, they raced across the Green Meadows to the Smiling Pool to say good morning to Grandfather Frog, who sat on a big lily pad watching for green flies for breakfast.
"Chug-rum," said Grandfather Frog, which was his way of saying good morning.
Just then along came a fat green fly, and up jumped Grandfather Frog. When he sat down again on the lily pad, the fat green fly was nowhere to be seen, but Grandfather Frog looked very well satisfied indeed as he contentedly rubbed his white waistcoat with one hand.
"What is the news, Grandfather Frog?" cried the Merry Little Breezes.
"Mrs. Redwing has a new speckled egg in her nest in the bulrushes," said Grandfather Frog.
"We must see it," cried the Merry Little Breezes, and away they all ran to the swamp where the bulrushes grow.
Now someone else had heard of Mrs. Redwing's dear little nest in the bulrushes, and had started out bright and early that morning to try and find it, for he wanted to steal the little speckled eggs just because they were pretty. It was Tommy Brown, the farmer's boy. When the Merry Little Breezes reached the swamp where the bulrushes grow, they found poor Mrs. Redwing in great distress. She was afraid that Tommy Brown would find her dear little nest, for he was very, very near it, and his eyes were very, very sharp.
"Oh," cried the Merry Little Breezes, "we must help Mrs. Redwing save her pretty speckled eggs from bad Tommy Brown."
So one of the Merry Little Breezes whisked Tommy Brown's old straw hat off his head over into the Green Meadows. Of course, Tommy ran after it. Just as he stooped to pick it up, another little breeze ran away with it. Then they took turns, first one little breeze, then another little breeze, running away with the old straw hat, just as Tommy Brown would almost get his hands on it. Down past the Smiling Pool and across the Laughing Brook, they raced and chased the old straw hat, Tommy Brown running after it, very cross, very red in the face, and breathing very hard. Way across the Green Meadows they ran to the edge of the wood, where they hung the old straw hat in the middle of a thorn tree. By the time Tommy Brown had it once more on his head, he had forgotten all about Mrs. Redwing and her dear little nest. Besides, he heard the breakfast horn blowing just then, so off he started for home up the lone little path through the woods.